So after the summary of the book, they have tips for students, tips for lifelong learners, and tips for teachers. Tips for students means if you're in school, taking tests, if you're, you know, in grade school or high school or college, you should listen to those. Otherwise, you can skip that. Tips for lifelong learners, everybody should listen to that. We're all lifelong learners. After all, you're enrolled in guitar lesson disco, so you're a lifelong learner of music, if nothing else. And then they also have tips for teachers. If you're a professional teacher, whether it's, you know, again, grade school, high school, college level, you know, postgraduate, whatever it is, then by all means. The book also has tips for trainers. That means if you're a trainer as part of your profession. I did not include that here. So you'll have to, you know, buy the book or get the audiobook out for that one. But let's go into it a little bit. Tips for lifelong learners. It talks about the role of the subconscious, the power of the subconscious. There's an example of both a medical doctor and a pianist who both referenced this concept. People don't really talk about putting your subconscious to work, and I don't talk about it much either, but I read it in books a lot, or at least I used to. You know, books like Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill or Brian Tracy's books on success and things like that. They have a lot of things about making your subconscious go to work for you. And when it comes to music, you know, you have to put in the physical effort. But then there's times where you let it go. And if you put in effort and something's not working, you just put it away and your subconscious will go to work for you on that. Now, you know this. You've heard this before, undoubtedly. But I'm just reinforcing it. There was a time where I was practicing many hours a day. This is a long time ago. I still practice a lot, but this is a time where I was particularly motivated. And I would wrestle with things and write out fingerings and write out theory concepts and all kinds of things. And at night, I would go to sleep thinking about those things. And inevitably, my growth was super quick during that time. I would say over the period of like 2 years, when I was living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, I was in my 20s, I think, I was learning super quickly. Let your subconscious go to work for you by posing questions to it, either before you go to bed at night or just in general. Like, how do I get better at blank? You know, try to raise the quality of your question after you've been working on something. You put it away and your subconscious will go to work on it for you. All right, that's what I have to say about the tips for lifelong learners. Tips for teachers. Tell your students how learning works because there's a value in struggle. I guess this is a second point. The fact that you're struggling with something means that you're growing. Now, I know it sounds like a contradiction, like you're saying, no, I'm not growing, I'm struggling. But everyone who's learned anything, like significant, or done anything significant, knows that struggle is a necessary part. I'm not talking like hard, like hard labor struggle. But we're talking about, they call it striving in the book. When you're uncomfortable, that is the breeding ground for real growth. Now, I know you've heard this before, but it's really valuable to know this because when you're struggling, instead of looking to avoid more struggle, it helps you see that, okay, this struggle is not a bad thing. It's part of the equation. Like, you know, I take lessons. I struggle all the time still. And I know that, like, because I'm struggling, I'm going to learn. Like, I know that that it's going to happen because I've been taking lessons my whole life. You guys don't necessarily know that yet. So just a little reminder that struggle, when it's being directed, you know, not just loosey-goosey on your own without a plan, when it's being directed, struggle is a very valuable thing. So don't try to avoid it. Try to, you know, honor it. All right, so I think that's enough introductory remarks. Here's the summary of Make It Stick. Enjoy it and let me know your thoughts on it. Thank you.